Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
Good morning, Gloucester. We are here at Castaways. Very graciously. Oh, I'm gonna shut mine down. Pat, you got it up there though? Mm-hmm. All right, I don't need this. Because I'm using up some of the bandwidth here. We're at Castaways, and Bianca so graciously let us use the space here. Thank you, as always. The place looks great. You're fully stocked. How was the Christmas season?
Christmas season was great. Even last weekend, everyone home for the holidays was awesome. So seeing a lot of our college girls are back working here. So getting them in is good. Seeing some good faces.
Newburyport is open.
Newburyport's open.
Cranking
away. Oh, yeah.
We had a blast up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everyone's still talking about it.
So what are some of the things that people can, are you going to stay open all winter? Is that the current plan?
Yep. Well, so Gloucester location will stay open until February. We'll close down for February, do all our renovations, and then open up March 1st for summer. We'll be doing 10% off for all student IDs. Ooh. So college students come in with their student IDs. And then probably a week or two, we're going to be doing a really cool smoothie kind of contest. So you can kind of come in and build your own. And Ooh. Then it's going to be up for tasting and kind of go through a round of voting. And that will be it. Added to our menu for wow. summer.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's kind of going to be like probably a week or two, we'll get that up and running, and it'll be like a week long, kind of come in and it will narrow it down.
You mentioned renovations. You want to put
Oh, yeah, we're always moving things
right
around.
Now, some tears went.
No, nothing too big. We always just kind of like to freshen up for the summer, give our equipment some downtime. It's been running nonstop, so we've been really putting that to the test and, just change a few things. Nothing crazy.
I'll tell you, this is our go-to spot. We love it here. We love your hospitality. Your dad is always makes us laugh. And I know it's the holiday is over, but there's still, if you ever need a gift or anything like that, I know my daughters absolutely love it here, but just coming in the morning and hang out, it's laughs riot down here. And the food is fantastic. You can get some nice healthy food. The acai bowls are off the charts. The avocado toast is one of my favorites. Are you going to add? So the smoothie contest starting when?
Probably sometime in the next week and a half. We're still kind of working out the logistics of, how we're going to do voting and everything. But we'll have that posted on our social media within the next week.
Well, you got to make sure that you let me know.
Absolutely.
And we'll co-do it. So
absolutely.
That the
way that
people can,
Yes, we're going to get some votes and narrow it down and kind of build your own and then give it a name and it'll go right on our menu.
That's all right. Well, thanks so
awesome.
Much.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll see you around.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
All
Happy
right.
New Year. Happy New Year.
Come on in here, kiddo. Thank you. Pat Cam. We're here. Pat Dalpiaz is with us. She's behind the scenes. Jimmy is running the board for us. I can't see what's happening because my computer is down right now. So Pat is fully in charge. But I'm here with these gentlemen representing. Why don't you introduce yourselves first?
Peter Lawrence, Biomimicry New England, and a project we'll talk about later, part of the Gloucester 400.
Great. Nathan Ives, Cape Ann Elms, and one of our projects is Project Elm.
And I'm Don Southard, so Cape Ann Elms, and we're here to put together a collaboration with Gloucester 400.
Nice. Very nice. Gloucester 400 kicking off. Happy yeah. birthday, Gloucester. 400. It's pretty wild to think. But yeah. And the group that Bobby Gillis and Ruth Pino and the mayor and everybody that's been involved is really putting in a tremendous effort to make this a special. It's, Gloucester's already a special place sure. to begin with. And now with this extra layer of push. So let's talk. So we were talking a little bit off air. Cape Ann Elms, Gloucester Elms, Project Elms. What is it, and how are we going to define
sure.
it?
Sure. So Cape Ann Elms is the overall organization, and we have this big project, which is Project Elm, and that's to get 1,000 elm trees back in the ground on Cape Ann in 10 years. So we're well underway. We started 2 years ago, and we did 100 trees the first year, and that was thanks to initially a grant from Awesome Rockport that we applied for a grant just to put about 5-10 trees in the ground, and they said, we really like this. We want to fund you more.
Yeah.
Could we put in 100 trees in the ground? And so Awesome Gloucester and Awesome Rockport collaborated and supported us to get 100 trees in the ground. And then the likes of us planted, you know, a lot of volunteer driven.
You guys, so you weren't just writing out checks or overseeing. You guys were actually had the shovels in your hand?
That's correct. We planted. So the whole project is, you sign up for a tree, and we try and give them away with donated funds. Then we try and give them away for free to folks that'll agree to plant them in a street-facing area so we can recreate the elm effect. Remember back when we were kids and you could see elms all over the place and they towered. So these are fast-growing trees, and but the volunteers do dig them in.
Wow.
And they come bare root, so they're easy to move around and stuff until you plop them in.
Can you explain to me why elms in particular?
Well, elms are such a stately tree. They're a beautiful tree, and they were so common on the eastern seaboard of the United States for centuries. Mm. And they were wiped out in the 1930s up to the 1970s by Dutch elm disease, almost to a tree. Very few trees remain.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Gloucester and Rockport and other cities around here were just loaded with elms, Elm Street, whatever, you know, very synonymous with the landscape. And they were wiped out by this disease. So now they have disease-resistant varieties that we repopulate in these particular areas. We try and do it in street-facing, because years ago, you know, the streets didn't have pavement, no macadam, and neither did the sidewalks, and so the roots had no trouble getting nourishment, water, and all that. But now it's different, and you got utilities under the ground, so you could be a little more conscious about where you put these trees, and somebody may want to put solar panels up and such. So thoughtfully, we pick an area where it's good. We work with a homeowner. And this is a private initiative where we try and get homeowners to do it, because it's always a little more complicated to work with the municipalities and try and get them in the ground.
And what's a growth on an elm tree? A typical, so how big are they when you
so they're 6 to 7 foot whips, they call them. So they come without any soil around the roots initially. But they grow quick, two plus feet a year. And in 20 years, there'll be a substantial tree. And in over 30 years, they're a wicked big tree, 80 to 100 feet.
Oh my goodness.
With a 45-foot spread at the top. So
wow,
a huge part of this is to fight climate change and to make a real difference, because climate is a real, really important issue for all of us. And one of the practical things that we can really do is get these trees in the ground.
Well, it's official when you said wicked thing.
Wicked.
Wicked.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. Yeah. You got it. You got it.
Just one question. You said some of the places, can you say some of the places that you know there have been planted already?
Oh, sure.
Because people, I know there's going to be people running around.
Oh, yeah. 175 trees are in the ground at Cape Ann right now. If you drive along 127, they're all over the place. Come down Broadway and Rockport, go all through Annisquam, all on Lanesville, Riverdale, West Gloucester. Yep, the high school, Stage 4 Park, all over the place.
I should mention that they have a website, and the website is very comprehensive, and there's a map.
Yeah, yeah, it'll show you where that is.
And the map is actually populated. Can you give the
website? CapeAnnElms.org, or .com, excuse me.
I know you can't see it, but I'm showing it. I've got it on here.
Thank you.
And a screenshot of the front of the webpage.
Beautiful.
Nice, Pat. Good job. That's fantastic.
Can I just ask one thing? So we don't ask for donations. We're looking for plant trees in places where people want them planted for free. Once they agree to do it, we ask for a donation. If they give it, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine.
You don't shame them afterwards?
No shame. No shame.
I shouldn't say that.
Shame is the worst.
I will. Another shout out to the Rockport Garden Club that put some cash into it as well. We have a number of volunteers, mainly from Thatcher Island Association, who helps put them in. So every dollar that's donated goes right back into buying and planting these trees. So it's
no overhead, just get them in the ground.
Wow.
Just and
Nathan and I, we use a shovel.
Right. A ton of volunteers that do a great job. And the philanthropists that have been supportive of us have been huge because they allow us to give these trees away free. So we've had folks help us underwrite the cost of trees. We work with a nursery in the West. Who knew that elm trees are all harvested from one spot in Oregon for the whole country?
Really?
And so
I did not know that.
What is the suggested? Do you have a suggested donation?
About $50.
$50?
Yeah,
that's about how much a tree.
Yeah, $56 is a tree.
All right. Before you leave, I want to give you $50. Come on in our yard.
Awesome.
All right. We're in.
But this year is really special because we're collaborating with Gloucester 400 and 400 trees that Peter represents to help, because one of the ways to celebrate this 1623 400th anniversary is to celebrate with 400 trees, plant 400 trees in Gloucester.
Amazing.
Awesome. So.
So, yes. So 400 trees. And basically it's 400 trees. So Biomimicry New England, my organization, and what we're doing is partnership with KPN Tree is we're each funding at least 100 trees to start off. So we basically have half the number of trees to start with. Mm-hmm. And a number of people are asking, hey, how can we give? And if someone's interested in giving a large amount, say over $500, if they email to 400treesgloucester@gmail.com, that's 400treesgloucester@gmail.com, we'll get back to you, tell you what you need to do, but we're a 501c3, so we can give you the tax benefits of, because you don't get any direct benefit. But the idea is two-part. It's basically, it's a legacy project for Gloucester 400, but it's in two ways. One is to identify the 400 oldest trees, which going back to the sequestration or the pulling out of CO2 of the air, big trees are much more effective. It's crazy, 400 to 1. So you got one big tree. Wow. People say, "Oh, I'm going to cut this big tree down. I'll plant a new one." Well, are you going to plant over 400 trees? Because in even a small, a 3-year-old tree, it's a huge difference. So it's as important to keep the old trees as it is to plant the new ones. And so the second part is planting 400 trees. Now, originally, when I had this idea, I thought, it was spread it out over a number of years. But this team and Sal, who's not is not here, said, no, what? We can do this in a year. And they have experience. They've planted over 170 trees already. And given
one day since January 1st, 2023. Unbelievable. These guys are animals.
But it's interesting. Everyone I mentioned this to, and it's the same with them, they're enthusiastic. Now, Ben Loomis, the superintendent of schools in Gloucester, I happened to meet him. I'd wanted to talk to him. And I mentioned the project. And before I could say anything, he said, but it's really important that the students plant the trees and take care of them. Well, that's perfect. It's as important that the kids are involved in the education as it is putting the trees in. So, and Generous Gardeners, I met somebody from Generous Gardeners the other night, and I thought, they're dealing with food. I said, you're not supposed to be eating these trees. Said, okay, no problem. We'd love to help. So there's already, and we haven't even officially started, all this interest. So
fantastic.
It's great.
What's the lead time on getting it? So if someone makes a phone, pretty soon the ground's going to freeze.
Right. So the trees aren't, elm trees don't even come available until April. So we order them in January. So during January, we're trying to get in orders, folks that want to have trees, figure out how many we can purchase and then get our donations in, and then we'll make the purchase. They'll come in April. So we do exercises in March to get ready so we can get these in the ground. And then April, we dig them in. Now, 400 trees will take, one of the things that we hadn't mentioned, which we do want to consider diversification, because you don't, in modern times with the climate being kind of weak and fragile, you want to be careful and have a diversification tree. So there may be among the mix some silver maples, which are great Cape Ann Street trees, sycamores, some species of oaks. We're working with our supplier to find the best trees for Cape Ann. And but a huge number of them will be elms. But anyhow, get them in over a span of 2 or 3 weeks in April. And man.
Wow. And his point, the it's important that they're native trees. Much better for the supporting the ecosystem. Yeah. And there's also an educational component of the 400 trees. Sawyer Free Libraries agreed to be the center for the educational effort. And as you've heard, we've got interest in Gloucester Public Schools. So it's an educational, both for adults and for kids, about the value of trees, not just the beauty of the trees, but what they give us. Half the oxygen we breathe, minor detail, and sequestering CO2, among other. So something to engage kids in learning about this powerful ecosystem we have.
And you're paying it forward. I mean, any of these trees, they're fast growers. They grow really tall and wide, and they're gorgeous, as well as all these climate benefits that they offer. So they help to create what this part of the country looked like as little as 100 years ago or less. And then if you think about pre-colonization, 1623 and before, what this place looked like before it was deforested for masts, ship masts, and all that other stuff. So it really reclaims the historic view of Cape Ann as we have never seen.
We have a question from one of our listeners. And I know you said, the question is from Robert and Annette Spanks. Any particular areas that you identified to plant them in? I know you said Cape Ann.
Well, and for Gloucester, in Gloucester, and that's actually what we're looking for, is because, as was pointed out, it's not, if somebody says we'd like a tree, we need something back from them. And that's a commitment that they will help plant the tree, and also they will take care of it for a year and a half.
I thought you were planting them.
No, we'll plant.
We can plant them. But
with water.
But I'm just saying, having them engaged. Yes, yeah. We will plant them. But if we can engage, and they also have to help with the site, because what we'd like it is on, not in the back 40, but in a public place, not with telephone lines. So in a public space, so we need them to help with the site and also with watering, because the maintenance of the tree, one of the things we don't want to do is if, for instance, it's on us, even if it's on a city property, find an abutter who says, okay, we will take care of this particular tree. So that because the city doesn't have the infrastructure to run around watering, especially 400 trees. Mm-hmm. So the idea is the more we can put on private property, or if it's in a park or something, is there a partnership where that group, not the city, will have the responsibility for watering it.
So, yeah. So I would say to them that if you want a tree and you're in Cape Ann, we're the ones that come to. So we can either dig it into Gloucester or dig it into Rockport or Essex.
Manchester.
So we're ready to go.
That's a good question. So that's good information.
Yeah, very much good question.
Yeah. So what's interesting to me, so I'm a value guy. All right. Like a couple of my friends got solar panels and you know, I was a skeptical guy about like wind power and solar, but open to the dialogue. Okay. Does it make finance? I'm a businessman.
Right.
So it's like, I'm not saying I don't care about the environment, but if it wouldn't make financial sense for me to put solar panels on my house, I would not have done it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing it for the feel good aspect of it.
Sure.
But I did put the solar panels on because all solar, my guy, and it has been one of the best financial decisions I've ever made.
Yeah.
So I have to say this, being a value guy, $50 for someone else to plant a tree in my yard, because I took down a bunch of shrubs that were actually providing shade on my lawn, and now my lawn is burnt up. So
yeah.
So now I need some shade trees.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me what you, so now I'm gonna $50, someone else is gonna do the labor.
Yep.
I'll be able to promote it because that's what I do. But I mean, value proposition. Let's talk about
that. You just have to water it.
That's
you
a bucket sure of water.
A bucket of water. You just have to take care of it.
We can make that work.
We don't need to overplay the care and feeding of these things. It's really a bucket of water a week.
Takes
for the
2 minutes.
18 months.
Yep.
And that's it. Not in the winter. So,
no.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can make that.
It's great value.
We can make that
it's
work.
Value.
Value. Value, guys.
And, you know, going back to your lawn that's burned out, you know, the whole I mean, there's this idea of how much cooler and more pleasant a tree makes. One of the benefits is reducing what's called the heat island effect in a city. It's you know, can be 10 degrees cooler, you know, out in the park than it is in a city without trees. Right. And but it also, it's better. It shades the tree, and it's also retaining water underground and releasing water.
Yeah, into and you the don't air. Have to. And if my my lawn is shaded, I don't have to water it as much.
Exactly.
The benefit, the benefits to this are not just one or two fold. It's like it's like a thousand fold. It's exponential, and I'm sure this is why the great people from Awesome Gloucester and Awesome Rockport, when they saw what you guys are doing, both teamed on and are pushing forward.
Right.
They launched.
It's a no-brainer. Yep.
Like,
it's a win-win all around.
One of the things that's very important to Gloucester 400 is legacy project. And if anything's a legacy project, identifying the oldest trees and, okay, what can you do to protect them? And planting 400 trees, you're leaving something substantial in the city that...
Great value, definitely a legacy project.
Beautification
value,
absolutely
ecological value,
yep,
a win-win,
and an educational value.
Yep. And by the time Gloucester 500 comes around,
these trees will be 80 feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So go over that one more time. Like, how fast they come? They're going to be 6 feet tall.
Yeah, they're about 6 foot whips.
And
these are the elm trees.
Yep.
Oh, and then how often do they? How much
they put
about per year?
2 feet plus a year.
Wow.
Yep.
So 10
and so you want to, and they really thrive. If you give them that water, bucket of water a week, they really thrive. So if you go down and any of the places we planted them, you look at them, they put on growth right away. They're in great shape. Wow. And
I planted some heritage birch at my old home. Those things grew
beautiful.
Yeah, they
lovely tree.
Yeah. They grew like, I was there for 8 years.
That's a fast grower, too.
Yeah,
that's
a
holy nice. Is there a dog town? Would you say the dogs like these?
I think they would love them. You know, they use a tree for a variety of purposes, you know, and so they would, the more trees, the better.
There you go. Yeah. Anything else you guys would like to add?
I would like to thank you for hosting this.
Only me. Don't thank Pat and Jimmy, because they really had nothing to do with it. I'm teasing.
Because without them, we'd just be sitting here talking.
And Bianca as well.
And the graphic for the website.
Yeah.
And the
URL.
And the web email address is in the note. Is in the
and
comments.
The email address.
And the email address is in the comments as
great.
Well.
Super. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for coming.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
We'll send you pictures. We dig them in or come join us.
Yeah.
I have to do the work just to see.
No. I'm definitely not doing the work.
Yeah.
We'll videotape it.
And we'll follow up about trees in your yard.
Yeah. No, we do 40 to 80,000 people a day on the blog.
Is that right?
What? Yeah.
Is that right?
So it'll be great to keep up with that. And it'll keep me honest about the whole watering thing. I'll give you free rein to totally shame me if I fail.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. Do you know how to shut it down, Pat? All right. I'm going to come over here.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was good. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
guys.
All right. We're going to go. But I want to do our graphics.
Okay.
Audio.
Right here.
Little town with big news. 411. Get to school, wake up with Joe and the rest of his crew. It's good morning, Gloucester, to you. Oh, it's good morning, Gloucester, to you. I say good morning, Gloucester, to you.
Good morning, Gloucester. From